Yesterday, in a 4-1 vote, Mexico's Supreme Court ruled that recreational smoking and possession of marijuana is legal under the constitutional right of something they call free development of personality. The ruling only covered plaintiffs in a case who wanted to form a pot club, but Mexico's president, Enrique Peña Nieto, said on Twitter that he will respect the ruling and give his government orders to explain it to citizens. This is happening as Mexico's Congress is drafting measures to legalize marijuana. Juan Carlos Perez is a correspondent for BBC Mundo, the BBC's Spanish-language Latin American service. He joins us now. And Juan, we're reading that under Mexican law, it'll take 5 similar cases to establish precedent here. But nonetheless, it does seem that there is momentum in Mexico. What's going on here?
Well, for several years, they have been discussing in Mexico, especially in Mexico City, the possibility of legalizing marijuana. Now, this case just allowed 4 people the possibility to grow and consume marijuana. But the people, as you said, the people that are behind the case are expecting to create a legal precedent for this. And the ultimate goal is to change the very strict anti-drug law that Mexico has.
We understand that this ruling has nothing to do with the sale or commercial production of marijuana. It does not permit that. It's about these people who wanted to form, as we said, a pot club and enjoy it among themselves. This ruling, we also understand, would forbid smoking marijuana in front of others without their consent. So there are some restrictions within this law. But what impact is all of this? You know, the fact that Congress is considering measures. What impact is this having on the murderous cartels in Mexico that do control marijuana?
I don't know if it will have a big impact, actually, because marijuana is not the biggest trade in Mexico and on the hands of the Mexican drugs cartels. Actually, it's heroin, which is big in Guerrero, one of the states with more problems in Mexico. But this kind of aligning with the shift, of the mood in Latin America towards the war against drugs. In the last 3 years, we have actual head of states like Juan Manuel Santos in Colombia saying that this policy must change. You never heard that before, a head of a state saying that. So, and it happened in Uruguay as well, where they decided to legalize marijuana as a whole and even commercializing it. So it kind of signals a very big seismic change, I think, very slow, but very big change towards the attitude of Latin American governments toward the wars against drugs.
Well, that's mirroring a change here in the U.S., although recently a marijuana question on the ballot in Ohio was turned back. Some people say that had to do with the fact that it was tied to a monopoly. But the move in the U.S. seems to be also towards legalization. What is the reason in Latin America?
Well, the reason is because we have lost, and I say we because I'm Latin American as well, have lost hundreds of thousands of lives. I am Colombian and I live in Colombia through the 80s and 90s, and I live in Medellin. And there was an actual war happening where we lost hundreds of thousands, not just people, civilians, but also judges, presidential candidates. And at the end, a lot of people in Latin America think that we should try some other ways, more creative ways to deal with these problems.
And you're, of course, talking about the drug wars there.
Yeah.
And so here in the U.S., one of the reasons is because jails have been filled with people for low-level drug charges, and the thinking is that was the wrong direction. Has that also happened in Latin America?
That is one of the main reasons as well was what happened in Mexico. Some of the people that are in jails because of very low crimes, selling marijuana, that kind of stuff. So it's like the first step, because actually the people that are behind this move, they have as a main goal to change the laws there in the land, in Mexico. That would take several years. But as you said, the mood is changing in the United States and in Latin America. So it would probably just move towards that.
But be clear, because we understand in Mexico, it is already legal to consume marijuana.
Up to 5 grams. Well, it's not legal to commercialize it. You could carry it, but you could not grow it. So these 4 people are allowed to grow their own marijuana, and apparently they are allowed to distribute it as well. I mean, not to sell it, but to give it to friends, for example, which is a big change as well.
Big change. Juan Carlos Perez of the BBC Mundo. Juan, thank you so much.
No problem. You're welcome.
And back in the U.S., that marijuana ballot question in Ohio was rejected this week. It was said that even some backers of legalizing marijuana were against it because it also restricted the growing of marijuana to a monopoly of just 10 operations. The word monopoly was actually in the ballot question. But we have news today that analysis of the voting in Ohio shows that voters, at least in and around Cleveland, did vote yes on the measure. In fact, the question found support in many of the city's most populated districts. Nearly 53% of voters in Cleveland voted for it, but suburban and rural districts around Ohio soundly rejected the question. That's what led to its defeat. Supporters of marijuana legalization in Ohio and around the country say they're now focused on putting new measures on the ballot for 2016, and backers of the monopoly measure say they will continue to fight for that as well.